Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf Yud Beis. Shalolo Vashal Letzorach Kutim B'Yom Tov. You can't go ahead and cook for, here Kutim really is a code word for non-Jews, for Akum. You can't go ahead and cook for non-Jews on Yom Tov. Sif Aleph. Eim Vashal Letzorach Kutim B'Yom Tov. You can't go ahead and cook on Yom Tov for non-Jews. What's the basis for this? So, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kutim Aleph says, Eim Vashalim V'chulei, Ruadin Kol Melachos. And he's saying here, all, the same is true with all Melachos, Shemutah Lasos B'Shvil Yisrael, all Melachos that you can go ahead and do for Yisrael on Yom Tov, B'Shvil Nachri, Aser, for a non-Jew, it is Aser. And the truth is, if you went ahead and you actually cooked for a non-Jew on Shabbos, whether or not you'd be able to eat from that food, that we saw already in Tav Kuf Gimel, Sif Aleph, that it would be permitted. One who went ahead and was Bavashel B'Iser on Yom Tov will be able to, or Shechted B'Iser on Yom Tov, would be able to go ahead and eat it. Okay, that's Ayin Sham. The truth is, in Siman Tav Kuf Dalid, Sif Katan Yud Dalid, we saw that there's a Chiluk between Bishul and possibly some other Malacha activity, like Kochin Rifais, which was Tchina Gemura on Yom Tov, and there the Sharetzion went ahead in Sif Katan Chaf, pointed to an Eliyahu Rabbah who's mechalek between doing Kotesh, which might be in general viewed as more kal to people, and therefore that food would be Ruamachmir, that you're not allowed to go ahead and eat it if it was done. But by Bishul, seems to be Mekel. Okay, let's move weiter. We continue on in Sif Katan Beis. So, we said you're not allowed to be Mevashel for non-Jews on Yom Tov. What's the basis for this? Tichsiv asher yeyachel l'chol nefesh u'levado yeyaseh l'chem. V'darshu chazal l'chem. You can go ahead and do Meleches Ochal Nefesh l'chem, for you, for a Jew. V'lo l'kutim. So you can't do Meleches Ochal Nefesh for a non-Jew. Only for a Jew is there a heter of Meleches Ochal Nefesh. L'chem. Also, v'lo l'klavim, also you can't do it for animals. And what about for karayim, karites? So there's a l'tzarech karayim, so that's a whole issue. In the Tshuvas Rabbi Betzalel, Simon Samach Gimel, he asered the karayim, that if one it was asered to go ahead and cook for karayim, yesh matirim, and those that allow one to go ahead and cook for karayim. Why? So this is very relevant to the issue of Tinok Yeshua Nishba, because they say the Toyim Heim Uminag Avoseim Biyadeim. They basically are Toeh, and they're just following their parents, and they don't know any better, and therefore you'd be able to go ahead and cook for them. And this obviously has great impact on going ahead and inviting non-religious Jews that would be Tinok Yeshua Nishba for a meal on Yom Tov. As he says, Umumar Lav Avodas Kachavim, but if someone is Mamish Umumar to Avodah Zarah, he became a Catholic. Oh, lechalal Shabbos, or he's a chalal Shabbos befarhesia, where he would not be a tinok shenishba. Dino ka'akum, his din is like a non-Jew. Again, who is and who has the status of a mechalal Shabbos befarhesia today is obviously not so simple. And the whole issue of tinok shenishba bichlal is not so pasha. We'll talk a little more about that as we continue on, because it's going to get much more complicated than just going in and cooking for them, because as the Shulchan Aruch now goes on to say, and not only can't you cook for a non-Jew, also lazmino, you can't even invite him, meaning you can't even invite him. Let's say you already cooked for yourself, and afterwards you invited him, so you did not go ahead and cook at all for him, or you just cooked the normal amount that you're cooking for your family, and you're inviting him to come eat as well, but you're not cooking any more for him. Even so, you can't go ahead and invite him. You can't go ahead and invite a non-Jew, because you might go ahead and add to the cooking. Now, what's the issue of adding to the cooking? What's the big deal? If you're adding more to the same pot, l'chayr, that should be okay. We said you're allowed to add more to your pot, let's say, and as long as it's all in the same pot, and you could have it for after Yom Tov, so why should that be a problem? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see. What he's okay, But first, let's see Sifkat and Gimel. Lazmino. Ma moil mashikvar yachinu kol tzarchei suda. He said, and not only that, it won't even help if he already cooked fully and prepared fully all the things for the meal. And now afterwards, he invites him. Yesh lacho shema yivashal od b'kedei ra'achas. The concern, you'll go ahead and cook another pot b'shvilo for him. Achareshe mazmino, since he invited him, v'rotza l'chabdo, and he wants to go ahead and be mechabit him. He continues on, sif katan dalet shema yarbe b'shvilo. So we asked, what's the problem? So what if he adds to the pot? So the answer is no. Perish shema yivashal k'dei ra'levada. The concern is you might go ahead and cook up a separate pot, shelo yam yivashal, that you weren't going to be cooking at all. Imlo b'shvil ha'akum, meaning you're going ahead and cooking up a separate pot only for the non-Jew who you're inviting. We're concerned that he might go ahead and do that, right? even if all the food is already cooked. We're concerned he might go ahead and cook up a whole new pot for the non-Jew. And that's what he says. Umishum hachi yesh heter lekame ba'avdo. And that's why there's a heter we'll see coming up when one invites to the meal his servant who's a non-Jew. There's not a concern that he's going to cook a separate pot of food for him because there's no inyan of being mechabed. It's only when you invite someone from the outside, a guest from the outside, and you want to be mechabed him. But people that live in your house, let's say a non-Jewish maid or butler or shamus, that there's no concern. You can go ahead and feed your eved that lives in your house, even if he's a non-Jew. So continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, the Dafka Lazmino, and the Rama adds, Lebeso, the issue is inviting him to your house. Aval l'shloach lo lebeso, but to go ahead and send him food to his house, to the non-Jew, al yedei kuti, via a non-Jewish shliach, a non-Jewish messenger, a non-Jewish delivery service, Shari, that would be okay. Aval avdo v'shivchaso. However, if it's someone who lives in his house, as we said, like his eved and his shivcha, v'chein shliach shenishtalech lo, v'chein, okay, and also if you have a shliach that you're sending it to, v'chein kuti, and so too a non-Jew, sheba me'elav, if he comes by himself and he wasn't invited, mutter la'achilo imo v'lo chayshin en shema yarbe b'shvilo, you can go ahead and eat together with him and you're not concerned that he's going to add more and cook a separate pot for the non-Jew. So let's see. I'm going to spell this all out much clearer in the Mishnah Brura. So he says, v'davka lazmino sivkaten hei, v'davka lazmino lebeso, rotza lomar, this means to say, kevin shirotza lechabdo, this means to say that it's only when he invites him to his house, because since he wants to be mechabed him, and he's eating him on his table, and he's inviting him, v'ashidin shiavo levashal b'kdeira cheres b'shvilo, concerned that he'll go and cook a separate pot for him, avalo b'sho sholeach lo lebeso, but not when you send it to him, to his house, aval l'shloach lo lebeso v'chulei, but to send it to the non-Jew's house is not a problem. So ayein b'maimer Mordechai v'od kam achronim sheskimo, v'davka im sholeach lo mima shehechin la'atzmo. They say that you only let us send what you already prepared for yourself. Aval im hibir b'shvilo afilu b'osek deira. But if he went ahead and he added in the same pot that he is cooking for himself, which normally we say is allowed, for example, if you want to add extra to have after Yom Tov and it's in the same pot, you're allowed to. Here, adding in the same pot for a non-Jew and sending it to him is going to be usser. Why? Why is it usser? The kevan shemar b'vishvilo, since you are adding in the pot for him, which in theory would be okay because it's in the same pot, chayshin sheyavo levashal avuro b'kdeira acheres. Once you're making that step to add for him something, so then we're concerned that you'll go ahead and be mevashal in a separate kedera for him, which would be usser. And by the way, most poskim hold that the isser will be malacha dairaisa. But if you go ahead and you cook for a non-Jew, that would be malacha dairaisa. So there's actually such a concern. So to sum up what we've seen so far, the real concern here in terms of the invitation to a non-Jew to come eat by you is that you will go ahead and cook up separately in a separate pot and do a separate melecha special for the non-Jew that you invited. Actually adding to your pot is not in itself usher, but what we see here in the Mishnah Berurah is even in the permissible situation where you are sending the food to the non-Jew, which you're allowed to go ahead and do, you can't invite him, but you could send him already prepared food. It's dafka already prepared food where you prepare the food for yourself on Yom Tov. But adding even to the same pot, which would ordinarily be permitted to add more to the pot, you're adding more to the pot for a non-Jew, that would be also because of a concern that the non-Jew that you're sending the food to, because there's a concern that you might actually cook for him separately and add more in a separate pot. And that's what he says. The kevan shemashbir v'shvilo chayshinan shemarbir v'shvilo chayshinan sheyavo levashal avuro b'gder acheres umizet tireh. And he says, and from this, you should know that mashenogin rabim, you should know this is not a simple thing. People, you know, seem to not be concerned with this. And this is, Chayodam points this out. He says, there seems to be some standard minhag that they had where people would go ahead and send, let's say, a food package to non-Jews, and they would add more for the non-Jew when they would actually be cooking. So clearly he says, this is usur. And for sure, going ahead and baking a separate challah, a separate bread, kamo shenogin, like people go ahead and do. You go ahead and make him a challah or a bread. He's sending him a present or a cake. Or lasos bishvilo chremzel ublintzes, sending him blintzes and chremzlech. The chol achad yachad sarich tircha la'atzmo. Okay. Each one of these things require their own tircha to make them separately for the non-Jew. So that's for sure, aser. But gam ein echad mashbiach machmas ariboy, and doesn't go ahead and add anything additionally by adding more to the pot. Elafilu mashem marbin levashal b'shvilo dagim. But even if you go ahead and you put more, let's say, fish in the same pot, kishem levashal biyachad gam letzorach atzma. Right, even if he's just adding more fish to his own pot that he's going to be eating from, that's aser, as we just said, because the concern is you might come and not do that. You might come and actually cook it separately. There are achronim, however, that are makil in this scenario when he is adding more to that which he is cooking for himself. However, he says, if it's a situation of eva or hefsed mamon, some type of situation where you mamish have to do it for whatever reasons, be they political, be they shalom issues, then esha shiyesh l'smoch hazeh, you would be able to go ahead and be samech on this and go ahead and add for others when you're cooking for yourself and then sending it, you know, again, you're not inviting the non-Jew to your house, that you can't do, but sending it a gift or something like that, if you really have to, for whatever reason, some type of Ava situation, that you could possibly be samech on the opinion that allows you to be marve bishvilo in the same pot. Now, it says when you're sending this already pre-cooked food that you cook for yourself, and you're sending it to this non-Jew, it should be done via a non-Jew. Now, why do you have to send it via a non-Jew? Why can't you send it with a Jew? As he says, avalo al yidei Yisrael, you can't send it to the non-Jew, the food, with a Jew. Why not? He says, umayi b'shiyesh iser. He says, no, because we're talking here specifically where it would be usher to go ahead and deliver it. Is it iser tiltul lebeis ha'ako? It would be usher to carry it to the non-Jew. Meaning you'd have to be carrying it through a place where there's no Erev. Afeilu himu rak karmelis. Even if it's a karmelis without an Erev, there's an iser, and therefore you can't go ahead and bring it, the food, to the non-Jew when you're not allowed to carry it. Aval im ha'akum dar tov harachov. If the non-Jew lives on the same street where there's an Erev, where you can carry there, he'd be able to. There's not really a specific din in Jew versus guy. If the Jew would be able to bring it without being over any iser of carrying, be it daraisa or even derabanan, then you can give it to a Jew to bring it to the non-Jew. Again, we're talking about where the food was already cooked for the Jew himself. So then it would be mutter to go ahead and send send it to the non-Jew via a shliach, and he says, Ches Shari, that's permitted. Hecha de'ika mishum darchei shalom. Says it's permitted when there's a situation of darchei shalom, v'afilu derech rishus harabim, meaning normally you wouldn't even be allowed to send it with a goy via Rishus Harabim to go ahead and bring it to another non-Jew, because he's your shliach and you're not allowed to go ahead and do it. But Mishum Darchei Shalom, you'd be allowed to have the non-Jew go ahead and bring it to the non-Jew. So let's just sum up what we've seen so far, and we're going to add some very important famous Halacha Lamaisa tshuvas here, that of the Chazon Ish. So the Shulchan Aruch here basically said that based on the Isser of cooking for a non-Jew, it's also to even invite the non-Jew for a meal. And the concern is that in an attempt to be mechabed the guest, one will cook food for him, and this is actually a doraisa malacha. And this Isser, we saw, is in force even if one prepared all of the food for the meal. Because of the concern, you'll go ahead and cook more for him in a separate pot. And the Mishnah Berurah brought down in Sifkat and Beis that there's a machlokes regarding whether this invitation that's usher to be given is usher to be given not only to non-Jews, but even to karoyim, to karites. And he adds that someone who's an apostate for Avodah Zarah, or he's a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, a public desecrator of Shabbos, he has a din of a non-Jew for this halacha, and one cannot invite such people for a meal on Yom Tov. Now, the question is this bottom line true halacha l'maisa when you're dealing with people that are Shabbos desecrators b'zman hazeh? So the Chazon Ish, in Yerideya Siman Aleph, Sifkatan Vav, famously writes that nowadays, when many people grew up without exposure to Torah and mitzvahs, so they're categorized as Jews for all matters, and therefore this Isser against inviting Mechalei Shabbos will not apply to them. Now, by the way, it's important to point out that this Isser of invitation is dafka an Isser of invitation on Yom Tov. There was never an Isser Bechalei of inviting them on Shabbos, because the only concern was that you're going to add to your cooking. We're not concerned that you're going to cook for anyone on Shabbos. But we're talking here, let's say you want to invite a Mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia to your Yom Tov meal. So the Chosh Ish says you'd be able to invite this Mechalel Shabbos if he was what we call a Tinok Shenishba, where he grew up without exposure to Torah. Chosh Ish also writes that not only are those people who are not exposed to Torah altogether not categorized as Mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia, but even those who were exposed to Torah but did not develop a proper appreciation of the truth of Torah and mitzvahs are also not categorized as Mechalei Shabbos b'farhesia. However, those who were fully exposed to Torah and mitzvahs, but then abandoned them and are public about their hatred towards Hashem and His Torah, they will still be categorized as Mechalei Shabbos b'farhesia, and as such cannot be invited for a meal on Yom Tov, in a circumstance where not inviting such people will generate hatred and inviting them will generate a greater sense of Darchei Shalom. So they say it is permitted to invite them for a meal, but nevertheless one should be careful to avoid cooking food specifically for them. And so Post can go so far as to say that in such a circumstance, one should prepare all the food that will be served before Yom Tov. This is brought down to Piskei Tshuvas Os Beis.